I want to show you guys a tweet here. This was just put out 12 hours ago. It was just brought to my attention by my editor, Jill. Show this screenshot. This is Gordon Chang. Gordon Chang has been a guest here, as you know, many times. I've interviewed him many times in person. He's a gentleman. He's a scholar. He's married to a lovely lady. She works with him like my wife works with me. I have a lot of respect for Gordon Chang, a lot, and Mrs. Chang. Gordon Chang is not a man prone to hyperbole and sensationalism. When Gordon Chang writes or when Gordon Chang speaks, I pay attention. 12 hours ago, Gordon Chang tweeted this. It's now time to prepare. A war with China will be fought on American soil. The Chinese military will take down our grid, turn off our water, and spread disease. The CCP saboteurs will detonate bombs to terrorize. We have left ourselves vulnerable in our own homeland. That's exactly right. He's 100% right. I've been studying this long enough to know he's right. What's interesting is, and I don't say this to boast or brag because I've learned from guys like him, but someone sent me a screenshot and someone right below it said, Worldview Report has been on this for a decade, back when people said Brennan House was a conspiracy theorist. They're not saying that anymore. Well, Breezy, who put that comment and tweet under his tweet, thank you. And she's right. We have been studying and doing this for more than a decade with people like the late Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, who I mention often because of my great respect for him. And there isn't hardly a day that's gone by since his passing that I don't think about him and wish that I could call him and book him to be a guest on my radio show or my television show, because he was one of the smartest men in the area of, well, national security, EMP, nuclear weapons, geopolitics that I knew. He did pass away in August of last year, right when he was needed the most. My wife asked me the other night when I got off the air. She listens to the show. She pays attention. She hears this. I hope my family works with me. They hear these shows. And they ask questions. And their questions oftentimes lead me to cover the topics I cover, because I think if it's a question they have, it's a question my audience probably has. My wife said to me the other night, will China really attack us here at home? And I said, absolutely. That's why I keep and have kept in my file, I keep this in my file, Unrestricted Warfare, 1999, written by two Chinese communist colonels on how they would bring down America with the new way of warfare. Most Americans are absolutely oblivious to what Gordon Chang is saying here, or how he's understanding the new way of warfare. Most Americans immediately think, oh, nuclear war, they're going to bomb us with nukes. Well, as Dr. Price said from this very desk, that's only if the new way of warfare doesn't work. If the new way of warfare doesn't work, then let the missiles fly. The new way of warfare is exactly what he's saying, taking down our grid. And then you combine it with spreading disease. Remember, it is documented, the Chinese general who said we can kill off 2/3 of Americans with a disease, with a bioweapon, clean up America, use their farmland. Remember, I showed you the screenshot the other night from David Pine, who will be back with us on Friday night. But I showed you his report, his PDF report, and I'm going to show it to you again right now. There it is. Potential post-EMP attack foreign occupation zones. They take down the grid. They come in with their ships and their equipment, their tanks, their trucks, their generators, all their stuff that works. But we're sitting in the dark. And what is the grid show? What does this map show? He says, look, my speculation and educated theory is all the yellow is China. The red, that's Russia. Then you've got in the New Mexico, Texas, orange, Mexico. Cuba takes Florida. Washington State goes to North Korea. Alaska to Russia. We've known that from their military doctrine for years. The yellow, China, Hawaii. I've done numerous programs on Pearl Harbor 2.0. I've done numerous programs on their attacking our nuclear triad, our bombers, our nuclear silos, our nuclear submarines. And tonight, one of the most chilling tweets I've ever read because of who it comes from. Friday night, many of you saw that I interviewed retired 3-star general, former director of national intelligence, General Michael Flynn. I asked him, if we go to war with China, will they attack us in our homeland? He didn't hesitate. You bet they will. China and Russia are preparing their people for war. What's our government doing? Our government's worried about proper pronouns. Our government's prosecuting the very people that could defend our lives. Our government is attacking and prosecuting and trying to take away the weapons of the very people that could be doing combat with the Chi-Coms. Isn't that interesting? Is this a time that you want to disarm your people, or is this the time to arm your people? Isn't this where a president goes on television from the Oval Office and stresses to the American people the seriousness of the hour and the need to prepare? Not when you have the CCP co-opted White House occupant we have. We're in this spot because I think they stole the election. We're in this spot because they've been involved in money laundering and drug running with the cartels through China, providing the precursor chemicals to make the money, to poison and kill Americans, and to raise the money, I think, in my opinion, from my research I've seen, to steal elections. So no, he's not going to warn us. He's done, I think, his administration, what he was put there to do. And don't forget about the idiot, the utter idiot that sits next to him, Anita Dunn, who we have on video bragging, one of the greatest philosophers is Chairman Mao of the CCP. You would think this is a joke. It's not a joke. She's being dead serious. Do you not remember this? Watch it. Here we go. Play this, guys.
Have a great deal of ability. A lot of you work hard, put them together, and that answers the why not question. There's usually not a good reason. And then the third lesson and tip actually come from two of my favorite political philosophers, Mao Zedong and Mother Teresa.
Wow. Mao and his little red book of communism. Wow. And you think that the people that are in the White House and in this administration are going to protect you? Are going to warn you? No, they've set this up. And tonight, Gordon Chang, I'm reading his tweet from this morning. Show it again, guys. It's now time to prepare for war. A war with China will be fought on American soil. The Chinese military will take down our grid, turn off our water, and spread disease. CCP saboteurs will detonate bombs to terrorize. And by the way, they're slipping over our border. We've interviewed the experts telling us, including the former Border Patrol officer the other day, the increase of Chinese coming over our border. Saboteurs will detonate bombs to terrorize. We have left ourselves vulnerable in our own homeland. Sobering thoughts tonight. Well, you guys do what you want. You tell your family and friends, do what they want. But you've already heard tonight how vulnerable our just-in-time inventory is. We have literal morons in our government at all levels. Not that everybody's a moron, but a lot of them. And they were put there because they don't think. They are put there because they're easily controlled. They are put there because they will do what they're told. And the people that won't do that are now the whistleblowers like Kyle and Steve Friend, who are sitting there as FBI whistleblowers who said, no, I take my oath seriously, and I will not do that to the American people. There's the rule of law and the procedures by which we go by. The good people are being kicked out of the military. The good people are being kicked out and suspended from the FBI. And maybe there's still some good folks in there, some white hats. I pray there are. But increasingly, they hire people and put people into government who will do what they're told and follow orders. Not think about the American people and the rule of law and our foundational documents. Because that's not what they want. So if you think these people are going to come to your rescue, you're wrong. If your family and friends are not informed on what's happening, and they better get informed. You better help them get informed. Look, I come on this broadcast, I'm on TV 4 hours a day. 1 hour a day is on 62 terrestrial stations. With that kind of broadcast time and reach, I feel great responsibility to tell my audience the truth. And I don't know how I can do it, from books to documentaries to radio shows to TV shows. And I was doing this when I was being mocked a long time ago, but I didn't care because I knew it was the right thing to do. And I knew I was right based on the fact I had done my homework. I had verified the facts, and I was talking to some of the brightest people I'd ever met, like Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, and now Gordon Chang, who I interview often, and now General Flynn, who I interview and am a friend with. I've been blessed to know these people. I've been blessed to know that our conversations off the air are more sobering than they are even on the air. Because they don't want to overpanic people. And some people couldn't handle everything they really believe is coming. When I have retired military who've had stars on their shoulders, it's so much worse than you know. So yeah, I get your letters, handwritten letters, stacks of letters, stacks of handwritten letters that I make sure are put in front of me. Some of the writing, you can tell this is a person that is advanced in age. Some of the writing are letters from guys that have served in our military and have seen combat and have been with their friends while they were killed in battle. These are real people. These are real Americans. And they pour out their hearts to us in their letters about their family or the loss of their wife or the loss of their husband, the loss of their child. These are real people. And when I come on the airwaves, I'm very aware I'm talking to those people. Not uncommon, I get off the air and I get emails and I see them and I know who that is. I may not recognize them if they walked up to me, but I know their name. They've emailed me enough. I know their name. And when I get off the air and I think about the next broadcast day and I see the things I see, I feel a heavy obligation to warn my audience. Look, folks, I'm 54 next month. I've never seen a world war. I've never lived during a world war. But I also have never lived when such incompetent traitors have been put into the highest places of our government. And hardened, in a good way, hardened warfighters are telling me they have never seen this, and they can't believe it's happening to our country. And I'm left sitting here at a news desk talking to, well, literally millions. We know that. With an obligation to tell you the truth and to tell you the same thing I tell my family when my wife asks, are the Chinese really going to do battle with us here on our own soil? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And you better be thinking about that and what you're going to do and how you're going to prepare and how you're going to alert your family and your friends and your neighbors. Because Gordon Chang is right. It's now time to prepare. It's not a shameless plug. You need it. We need it. You better go to WVWTVstore.com. You better do what my family started doing in 2013. That's stacking up on freeze-dried food. And using some of it to barter with. And some extra for the family or friends that you got to have to bring in. And I'm not just talking about food. There's emergency supplies. You better be thinking about the little lady down the street whose husband went off to war. He came back home and lived his life in America, served his country, and now he's gone and she's by herself. You need to think about her. Because he went to fight so we can have these freedoms. And now his wife's a widow down the street. Maybe you didn't know him. But it's going to be our opportunity to take care of her in honor of his service to our country. So you better be thinking about a few of the people that live in close vicinity to you. Some of them that are seniors. Some of them that are widows and orphans. Because pure religion is this, to care for the widows and orphans. Because folks, if we really do go to war, and I think we are going to war, because I think that's what they, the globalists, want, humanity is going to be tested in, like, well, it hasn't happened now in a long time. I've never, again, I say it, I've never lived at a time of a world war. And now it's coming to our shores like never before because of bioweapons, because of technology, because of power grid, because they can. And because we have something else they want, our land, our fields, our people. Joining me now is a former Marine himself, Wes Peters. Wes, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Brandon. Awesome job tonight. I tell you what, I know you've been doing this a long time, and you've done a lot of great shows over the years, but I have to say, this is probably, if any show I've ever seen you do, this is what people need to hear. This is the time. Very, very important message. And I don't know if you can do more than what you do already, but I think myself, all of your viewers, listeners, they need to spread the word about Brandon House and your program. And they need to let all their friends, family members, anyone they know and care about, that they need to tune in and listen to what you have to say. Because your whole program tonight about the virus and the cover-up and everything that's going on, our government is so inept and in on this that you're exactly right. They are not going to be there to take care of us. People need to wake up and do everything in their power to protect their family, their loved ones, and the people they care about. And the time to start was 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. And I know you've been talking about this for 10 years now, but just sitting here watching your program tonight, I'm just like, wow, very, very powerful.
Well, you're kind, Wes. You know me, you've known me for what, 18 years now?
Getting close, correct.
Yep. You know my family, you know my kids, my wife. You know that this is not television for the sake of television. You know personal things about me, my preparations, my security, things I don't talk about publicly.
Right.
You know me long enough to tell the audience, he's not just doing a show.
No.
He believes this to his core, because if you knew the stuff he has been doing and working on and preparing for, you would realize how serious you and I both take this. Because I know things you're doing and done to prepare, and I've done. So
exactly right. Exactly right. And that's why people need to hear what you have to say. The guests that you have on over the years, the information you share, they're not going to get that anywhere else. To me, and I've said this for a long time, the number one enemy to our country, quite honestly, is not China, not Russia. It's our mainstream media, hands down. And I mean, you're hitting the nail on the head, and it's time for people to be proactive. You would rather be 4 years too early. Again, you were talking about this for over 10 years now, but you're all set. You know, you've done all you can do for you, your family, and your loved ones. And God forbid things, you know, it's going to happen. And again, it's not going to be a conventional warfare. They're not going to be charging our coasts, but with EMPs and bioterror, bioweapons, absolutely. They're buying up our country. So you're right over the target, absolutely.
Well, and you know we made February Free Freight February. And the reason we made Free Freight February was because, again, we had some people that couldn't afford the food once they added the postage, the shipping. So we worked for 2 months to get our shipping down on that. And then we just said, let's just make it free and eat it. We get people that call that are having to budget, okay?
Right.
Budget just to buy 3 months' supply. I hear the voice. I hear them on in their voice on the speakerphone as my daughter takes the order. Okay. We've had people we have sent food to for free.
Right.
Well, the point I'm making is we weren't working for 2 months to get our shipping down and offer free freight because we're interested in just eating the freight. Because a guy ordered the other night was the shipping on his order for us, we had to pay it because we're making it free, was $517. What I'm trying to say is I don't know how I can do any more to show the American people we are serious about them being prepared, because we care about them, number one. But number two, we need leaders. And leaders are people that are going to be prepared to think about more than how am I going to survive today. They're going to need to be leaders in their community that have prepared. And I don't know what else to do other than what we've done. But I got to switch to our topic. We're going to have you back tomorrow night because we have a bunch of clips. I've queued them up. We're not going to have time. I was not planning on seeing that tweet by Gordon Chang. So I want to get you back tomorrow night. But tell me what and we'll go through those clips tomorrow night that I've queued up already. What happened today? What happened with the Fed Chairman Powell?
Yeah, well, Powell yesterday was before Congress.
Yeah,
testifying. And long story short, like you said, we can cover the clips tomorrow. I do your listeners a big favor by watching 2 hours and 20 minutes of that. And
yeah, that's pretty boring stuff. Exactly.
I need to wash my brain, you know.
Yeah.
But basically what the Fed has done so far, you know, they've raised rates eight times and it's not taking effect fast enough. They're going to have to do more, probably more frequently. Powell just opened the door to do a half a point instead of a quarter point, doing a half a point next time. And he basically said they're going to keep doing that until the job gets done. And the left, you know, were blaming Powell on putting people out of work, just raising. Elizabeth Warren was going off on him about putting 2 million people out of work. And how is he going to explain that to him? And I don't know why these people don't. I mean, he could have quickly come back with an answer. I'm going to explain to him that your elected officials in Washington on both sides of the aisle spend a lot more money than they bring in. And I would have put it right back on her. Of course, he said, well, that's not the intention. And, you know, he's trying to be all proper and everything instead of calling her on it. So the left's blaming it on large, greedy corporations and price gouging. And of course, the Republicans are blaming it on the out of control government spending, which many of the Republicans spend just as much. So they were just going back and forth on that. But basically, Powell made it very clear they're going to stay the course, continue to raise rates, which means slowing down the economy on purpose and putting people out of work. I mean, Elizabeth Warren's right. It's going to put people out of work. And so there's a lot more, there's more pain to come before things get any better. That's for sure.
You're a retired Marine.
Well, I spent 8 years in the Marine Corps. I didn't retire from the Marine Corps.
You're a former Marine. Did you see the Marine? Well, I think he was a Marine, wasn't he? The sniper.
I did.
What'd you make of that?
Again, you look at every turn of the corner with our federal government, who does nothing but lie to us. And I wish more Republicans would say it like this. Dr. Fauci, right from day one, was covering his butt on coronavirus. It is a fact that the U.S. taxpayers paid for the coronavirus. Bought and paid for by the U.S. taxpayer. If they have to admit that, I know if one of my loved ones passed away from coronavirus, I'd probably be filing some type of class action lawsuit. You know, they can't admit that out loud, so they've done everything in their power to cover it up. You look at what the gentleman, the Marine, was talking about, how they had eyes on the target. Don't shoot. Hours later that day, what do they call in? They call in an airstrike on a guy unloading bottled water from his car and kill a family. You know, But when that happened, all these generals supposedly told Biden, do not close that additional air base, leave it open. None of them, he didn't take any of their advice, but not one of those generals had the courage to take their stars off, put them on the table, and say, with all due respect, Mr. President, I'm resigning effective immediately. I've been doing this for 40, 45 years. I'm here to give you advice. You don't want to listen to it. This is going to be a disaster. I resign. Not one of them. And if they did, there are 10 more in line waiting for that promotion right behind them. So that's where we're at with our government. You look at the train derailment in Ohio. We can go on and on. Biden still hasn't reached out to China about the balloons and objects flying over our country. And the same time all those objects were flying over our country, that's when the FAA had to shut down the flights for a couple of hours one morning. Not, you know, within a week, the stock market had to stop trading for a couple of hours, and everything's being blamed on a glitch. Bank of America had a glitch with their Zelle payments. You know, all the attacks that have attempted attacks on our power grid, all of these things have not been addressed. And you look at, you know, Mayor Pete, who couldn't keep the potholes filled in, where was he from? He was from Indiana. Yeah. Yeah. The guy's in so far over his head. But you know what, Brandon? He checks all the boxes. You know, first gay person in that position. And that's all they're interested in today is checking boxes.
Identity politics.
Put an idiot in there, but if they check all the boxes, great.
Identity politics.
Yep.
Well, we didn't really get to the precious metals part. We'll do it tomorrow night, play some clips. Wes
sure.
has been a friend for 18 years. They've been sponsors of ours, Swiss America, with Wes at the helm of help handling our folks at call. And when I say call, I mean they literally can text or call his cell phone. So just
Correct.
Text him your phone number. I mean, just text him your name and your address. He'll send you the free packet of information. Part of this getting ready, folks, so that everything you've worked for your whole life isn't wiped out by the crooks in Washington. His number to text him for the free packet is 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585. And give it again, 602-558-8585. Tomorrow night we'll have you back.
Okay.
We'll go through those clips and we'll discuss it.
Well,
because the only thing they are left to do is raise interest rates, and this is going to create more problems, correct?
Exactly. And I'll gladly take a backseat tonight to what you covered this evening. Because it's the whole thing, everything that you covered tonight. Again, one of the most powerful interviews that I've, you know, shows that I've seen you do, and I've known you a long time.
Thank you, Wes. I appreciate that.
All
Wes
right.
Peters.
Keep fighting the good fight, Brandon.
Thank you. You too, Wes. Wes
All
Peters
right.
checking
you.
In tonight, folks. That's our broadcast. Again, go buy it from someone else if you want to, but get ready, folks. You want to buy it from us? Great. It's a big part of our general operating budget. Otherwise, you can go buy it from somewhere else. It does either way, folks. I don't really care. As long as the first thing I care about is that you first prepare, that you prepare for what's coming, what these people are literally doing and going to do on purpose. So go buy your freeze-dried food, your water filters, your purifiers. Go buy it from someone else if that's what you want to do, but go buy it, please. Go to Costco, load up on canned foods. If that's the way you want to go, go do it that way. But do get ready, folks. This weekend, all of you should be getting ready. If you want to order it from us, you can. 602, the number is 901-468-9357. We'll take your call tonight, take your order, track it to your front door. 901-468-9357 or WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. Folks, Gordon Chang has put out the alert. He's right. Time to spread the word. We'll post this online for you to hopefully share with friends, and maybe that'll help them tip them over to understand how serious it really is. Thanks for watching. Take care.